with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com.
Howdy folks, this is GM Dave, one of your designers for Eons, and bid thee adieu this evening. This is the 13th of March, and we are only a few days away from the end of our Kickstarter, and we wanted to talk about cooperative play just a little bit, because we made the announcement today, we're making the announcement right now, that we've lowered the goal required to get the cooperative play, because the community basically came in and said, hey, you know, blank cards are good, but you know what? Give us cooperative play. So there's, you know, as the guy that does a lot of the graphic design concept art, there's no real good reason why I can't put together a PDF, you know? So I'm going to do it, and I put one up for you guys in the update. Actually, it's on the Kickstarter front page right now if you want to take a look at it. It's the basics for what cooperative play is going to be in the game, and it's going to be a little bit unique. Of course, it's a unique game, so we have to have unique cooperative play. In a nutshell, the game will relatively remain unchanged, with the exception of the fact that each scenario for cooperative play will change the base conditions of the game. So, you may have a scenario in which you start with extra essence, and the entropy counter counts up instead of down, which is basically the scenario we put out there today. You may have some that the resources are constrained, and we call it a resource crunch. This is another one that we're talking about, and I've actually got written up. Resource crunch, and the only aspect of the game that's changed is that you pull some supernovas and you pull some cosmic collisions and black holes out of the deck and create a game pile, and at the end of the create phase, the game pulls a card and says, bam, somebody destroy your star, somebody destroy a planet, somebody do something that's going to cause entropy to go up. In this particular instance, what I really want to talk about is the two things that the cooperative play community that we're going to build will mean to you. First, there's going to be a storytelling arc. And this is something that, as role players, a lot of our community gets into really telling stories. Hey, let me tell you about my character. Have you ever heard that before? In this case, let me tell you about my star. Let me tell you about my planet. Let me tell you about my black hole. Whatever it is I want to name. And if your story captivates us and we think it's really good, we'll send you a collector card that we'll make. Or if you don't own the game, but you're a registered user on our site anyway, and you write a really good story, hell, we might just send you a copy of the game if it's really good. Anyway, we're giving away prizes. Bottom line. Second, the aspect of the cooperative play community will have a section in which everyone who's registered can put forth content of, say, here is a co-op scenario that I have developed myself. I think it works. You guys check it out. We'll check it out. The community at large will check it out. And we'll give you feedback. Yes, it's good. No, it's bad. You need to tweak here. You need to tweak there. It doesn't really work. If we like it, here again, we might even include it with our official updates that come out. We're gonna put an official content update out every single week. And we're going to publish, you know, hard PDFs that are completely done and all that jazz. 5 of those every quarter. So at least 5 new scenarios are coming out. That's 20 new scenarios every single year. So the game will consistently be upgraded and upgraded and upgraded. And then when we talk about expansions and all that jazz, we'll throw some of those in there, you know, hard copies. So the idea behind cooperative play for us is to alter the conditions of the game while still making the base game the basis for a cooperative play. So let me walk through this first scenario that we put up on the website or on our Kickstarter page. And the setup is basically unchanged, and it goes through some of the scenarios and where they're going to live and how this, you know, will support solitaire. For our alpha scenario, we're calling it Preparing for the Big Bang. You, as cosmic architects, will be able, obviously, to be there before the universe is actually created. Before the Big Bang, somebody had to get the universe ready to go, and that's you, Mr. Cosmic Architect or Miss Cosmic Architect. But it's not quite that simple. You're going to draw your cards, you're going to play your cards as normal. You start with more essence so you can build a little bit faster to begin with, because the game will get you. If you can't build fast at the beginning, the game will kick your butt. So the goal is to, around the table, one player through five players, have X number of victory points. Five players, you need 150 victory points. It's going to be hard. Heck, it's going to be hard no matter who you are, no matter how many players you play. The entropy counter will go up at the end of the account phase. Every account phase in every single eon, the entropy counter goes up from 0 to 19. If it goes to 20 or moves off the board, you lose if you don't hit your victory point target. If for some reason you destroy too many planets and stars and you move back to 0, you lose. You don't want to do that, obviously. You want to strike the perfect balance between allowing the entropy counter to go up and then you destroying planets strategically and stars strategically to be able to keep that entropy counter back down, because it's going to go up a number of spots equal to the players in the game. So a five-player game, if you don't do any destruction, you get four turns to build 150 victory points around the table. I don't know anybody that's ever built 30 victory points in four eons. That I don't know that that's possible. Could be. Somebody might prove me wrong. Anyway, you need to destroy some of those little baby planets to get going. Anyway, that's the scenario, basically. You're playing against the game. The game, the entropy is going through the roof. If it gets to 19 and ticks over to 20, the big bang happens. Everything goes boom. It's ready. The universe is out there. You didn't get enough stuff. You failed. You didn't make the universe as pretty as it should have been. That's basically it. So that's preparing for the Big Bang. We've got a couple of other scenarios as well that we'll be able to publish if we get to that big 42 mark, where we'll be able to put all kinds of stuff in the box. Otherwise, we will definitely make more PDFs with more complex scenarios, right? And one of the ones I want to go over with you is we call it the resource crunch, where based on the number of players of the game, we curtail the amount of resources. So there's no extra hydrogen in the game, and there's hardly any extra carbon. And if you set the entropy counter as normal, and then every time you go through the plan phase, if you draw a card, you blow up a star. If you draw a supernova or something like that, you blow up a star. And so you're naturally going down that way, but you're also, if you lose a star because there's not enough resources and it fails to fuse, the game's over and you lose. So as a community, you have to be able to manage the resources to make sure that everybody has enough resources in there to fuse when the time comes around to the fusion phase. That'd be a terrible way to go. Anyway, we've got another one that is embracing the void, basically, that if the game has a deck that it plays, and at the end of the create phase, the game plays a deck. So basically, the deck is full of neutron stars. At that point, we'll be able to have neutron stars, right? So the deck will have neutron stars and black holes and some supernovas. And if two black holes and four, is that right? Yeah, four neutron stars come out, the game's over. You lose. If the entropy goes to zero, you lose. So there's lots of ways to lose the game, and the only way to win the game is to have each player must have two stars and three supported planets. So, good luck. Anyway, the idea is around the community to be able to put forth these ideas, to work together, to make the game almost limitless in the course of cooperative. Heck, this game might become more of a cooperative play game than it is a competitive game, although it's really fun to play competitively, obviously. And it bridges both gaps. So we believe that the game is going to be very successful. We believe you guys are getting in on the ground floor of this. You're going to be able to test it out, help us build it from scratch, and you'll be some of the first community members that actually get in, you know, and get to dictate the content and get published and get credit and all this jazz for, you know, you'd be a associate game designer, you know, for Gamer Nation Studios, because that's, after all, what you did. You designed a cooperative play scenario that's going to be used in the game. So good luck, you guys. I hope that you can help us. Post everywhere you know, all your social media networks, get lots of friends, go get your dog to tell his buddies to come out and back the game. That's all we can do right now for the last couple of days, is try to see where we can go and build momentum as we go forward. For GM Chris, who'll say peace, love, and good gaming, I'm GM Dave, and you guys keep those dice rolling.